What about your father's parents? What do you remember of them? What are their names?
My grandfather was Harry Lawrence Crane, and my grandmother was had an interesting name. Her first name was the letter L, just L period, and her middle name was Maud, and her last name was Carter, L. Maud Carter. She was called Maud, but her first name was actually the letter L.
And did anyone ever explain that?
No, I wish I had asked, because my grandmother lived for a long time. She lived into her 90s.
When was she born and when did she die?
She was born in 1876 and she died in 1970.
And when was your grandfather born and when did he die?
He was born in 1875 and died in 1954. I remember them very well. My grandfather, my paternal grandfather, Harry Crane, was a congregational minister and was actually the person who baptized me. Oh, I misspoke. I said he was a congregational minister because he baptized me in the Congregational Church in Wisconsin Rapids. But actually, he was a Presbyterian minister, and he served the same church for 33 years in Frankfort. They would come to visit about once a year, and we would go to visit them in Frankfort, Indiana. He was a very much revered person in the family. Well-educated, as you would expect, was proud of the fact that he studied Greek and Hebrew in the seminary. He actually had an honorary degree, so he was called Dr. Crane, although it was honorary. An interesting thing about him is that he served the same church in Frankfort, Indiana for 33 years. My father was born in Alma, Michigan. That's where my grandfather was before he accepted his call in Frankfort.
How many children did your paternal grandmother and grandfather have?
There were three children in that family. The oldest was Louise, the second was my father, and the third was Stephen. We spent a fair amount of time, like once a year, we'd get together with that family. And I do remember my Uncle Steve in the Second World War. He was a private in the Army Signal Corps. And one day he was riding his bicycle back from his duty station. This was somewhere overseas, I forget where. And he ran off the road with the bicycle and fractured his hip. And that affected him for the rest of his life. He had a very hard time with the results of that.
What about your grandmother and her family?
One thing I should tell you about my grandmother is that she was extremely interested in genealogy. She knew that back in her family background, there were people who had fought in the Revolutionary War. So she was very interested in becoming a member of the Daughters of the American Revolution. For years, she worked on the genealogy of both my grandfather and her background. So there is a wealth of information in a book that she compiled. It's all in her own handwriting. I have copied that book and given copies to all three of our sons and to my brother and to my sister's family.
What were they like as people? Because you only saw them once a year, did you know them as well as your grandmother in Wisconsin?
Probably not as well in terms of time spent with them, but I knew my grandfather Crane very well. I knew him because of the time that I spent with him, but I also knew him because he was really a favorite of my mother, and she would tell me all kinds of things about my grandfather. He was obviously a very smart and learned person and was constantly testing me with little questions like, what is ichthyology? And I would say, it's the study of fish. And he'd say, oh, that's good, John. And he had little puzzles that he'd work with me that I still use one of them today that would be hard to explain, but it has to do with a math problem with coins.
Your parents, where were they born and their birth dates?
My father was born in 1909 in Alma, Michigan, and he died in 1988 in Fort Myers, Florida.
And what is his full name?
Richard Carter Crane. My mother was Ida Ruth Downer. She was born in 1912 and died in 1995. She was born in Appleton, Wisconsin, and she died in Green Bay, Wisconsin.
What do you remember of them as a child?
I remember a very happy childhood. We did things together as a family. We took a few trips, like once a year we'd go on a trip somewhere, and I enjoyed that.
What did your father do in life?
When my father graduated from college, it was during the Depression, and it was difficult to find work. But he actually got a scholarship to the Institute of Paper Chemistry in Appleton, Wisconsin, and got a PhD in paper chemistry. Was in the first graduating class from that institution. So he spent his life in the paper industry, in the technical side, chemistry and process. And he finally ended up in Rhinelander, Wisconsin, as technical director and research director of this paper company.
But he went to college before that?
Yes, he went to Wooster College in Wooster, Ohio. One thing about my father that I would want people to remember is that he had a pretty seriously debilitating illness, and I never really understood how much it must have affected him, because he just kind of plowed through it without letting it affect our lives. But he had an illness called ankylosing spondylitis that is a degenerative illness of some type of the spine. It's an arthritic type of situation. And his backbone was literally fused after his early adult life, was literally fused from the lower back to near the top of his neck. So he couldn't really bend over like other people could. He had to find special ways to pick things up, but it didn't affect him. He was able to do things. He had a workshop in the basement. He spent a lot of time in that. That's something he really passed on to me. But I remember that every day after work, he would come home and he'd have to take about a half hour, 45 minutes. He'd go to bed for that time and rest his back. He had a lot of difficulty putting the car into reverse because he couldn't turn around and see where he was going. He had to learn how to really rely on the mirrors. And it was difficult for him to get in and out of a car because his back didn't bend. But I really admire the way he lived with that. And as I said at the beginning of those comments, that he didn't let it affect the rest of the family.